我们请大家一起预备心，同心低头默祷。
Let us prepare our hearts and pray in silence.
阿门。哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始星期五晚上在会堂的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our evening service.
一起来唱赞美诗282首。
Let's sing hymn number 282.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们一起同心祷告，求神来带领我们晚上的聚会。
Let's pray together to ask God to guide us in our evening worship.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们从今天开始，今天下午开始是这个劳工节长周末。
This evening is the beginning of the long weekend for Labor Day.
那我们不晓得这个劳工节它的由来是怎么来的。
You know how Labor Day was started?
好，那根据小弟的在网络上所查的，这原本是一个美国的木匠叫做马怪尔，他在1882年的时候建立纽约市中央劳工联盟，要表扬美国的劳工的贡献。
And I did a search on the internet and discovered that Labor Day was started by a carpenter named McGuire to commemorate the work of the laborers in 1882.
那并且在这个9月5号于这个纽约市举行大游行。
And they held a march in New York City on September 5th.
要求工作8小时休息8小时娱乐八小时。
And they made demands to work for 8 hours, rest for 8 hours, and to entertain themselves for 8 hours.
那劳动者应该得到更多的利润。
And they were demanding laborers' rights.
那虽然当时并没有受到普遍的采纳。
Even though that movement went nowhere.
但是这个劳工阶级的争取权益的这个事情很快的就得到劳工组织团体的热烈支持。
Eventually, the laborers' rights were recognized by the different unions.
更多的团体加入他们相关的活动。
And many organizations took part in these activities.
于是在这个1887年的2月，Oregon 他们首先通过立法将这个劳工节定为是假日。
And so in 1887, the state of Oregon first adopted Labor Day as a holiday.
那后来这个卡罗来纳州、麻州、纽约、纽泽西也分别通过相关的立法。
And followed by many other states.
那在1894年美国国会正式立法将九月的第一个星期一定为劳工节。
And in 1894, Congress formally adopted the first Monday of September as Labor Day.
这个就是我们美国劳工节的由来。
And this is the origin of this holiday.
那谈到这个劳动我们知道劳动是神圣的。
And labor is good.
那对一个基督徒来说圣经也很强调要勤劳。
And the Bible teaches us to be diligent and work.
在罗马书的12:11要我们殷勤不可懒惰。
And Romans chapter 12 verse 11 teaches us to be diligent and not be lazy.
要心里火热，常常的服侍神。
And to be zealous in serving God.
那在箴言的第六章，更要我们去观察这个蚂蚁
And Proverbs chapter 6 teaches us to observe the ants.
来作为我们勤劳的榜样。
Because they are an example of diligence.
我们来看看箴言的六章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 6.
箴言六章六节到十一节。
Proverbs chapter 6 verses 6 to 11.
六章六节，懒惰人你去查看蚂蚁的动作。就可得智慧七节
Seven.
蚂蚁没有元帅没有官长没有君王八节
Eight.
尚且在夏天预备食物在收割时聚敛粮食九节
Nine.
懒惰人你要睡到几时呢 你何时睡醒呢？十节。
Ten.
在睡片时，打盹片时，抱着手躺卧片时。十一节。
Eleven.
你的贫穷就必如强盗速来，你的缺乏仿佛拿兵器的人来到。哦，在这里呀、啊，啊，要我们以这个蚂蚁啊做老师。
And here we at the Proverbs teaches us to look at the ants for instructions.
啊，来作为我们啊这个努力向上的一个模范榜样。
Follow the ants' example to labor.
哦，在这边呢、啊，作者要求那些贪图安逸、不求上进的懒惰者，要观察蚂蚁的生活啊状态。
And the writer specifically pointed out the sluggards to go to the ants and see.
哦，所以我们从这几个经文当中啊，我们知道蚂蚁虽然很细小卑微
，even though ants are very tiny animals，
哦，但是他们却知道要殷勤工作。
Even they know that they must labor.
哦，他们知道要未雨绸缪。
They need to plan for the future.
哦，他们知道要互助合作的道理。
They need to learn to cooperate with each other.
哦，所以他们孜孜不倦的工作。
So they continue to work.
哦，我们呢就以这几节的圣经经文啊道理的要求，从观察蚂蚁的生活状态来学习做一个啊殷勤。不可懒惰的人。
So we will study the ants this evening to learn how to be a diligent person.
哦，首先呢、啊，我们应当要效法蚂蚁，做一个殷勤且肯努力的人呢。
First, we learn from the ants to be willing to work.
哦，我们如果详细观察蚂蚁的生活状态，我们就会发现，哦，蚂蚁虽然呢、啊，啊，是体力十分微弱的动物。
And when you observe the ants, you would discover that even though they are very weak in strength,
哦，但是却是非常努力工作的哦，这个生物啊。
But every individual works very hard.
哦，所以我们也应当效法蚂蚁啊。我们从两方面来做一个殷勤肯努力的人。
So we should follow the ants' example in two ways to be willing to work.
哦，第一个，我们来效法蚂蚁。啊，在工作上做一个殷勤肯努力的人。
First, we follow the example to be willing to put in our efforts.
哦，在我们的事业上，在我们的学业上啊，做一个殷勤并且肯努力的人呢。
Whether it is in our careers or in our schoolwork, let us be willing to put in time and effort.
哦，神啊，对每个人都很公平。
God is fair to everyone.
哦，每个人呐、啊，每天都拥有24小时。
He gives every person 24 hours a day.
哦，每年都有365天。
365 days a year.
哦，人的贫穷也好，富足也好，成功也好，失败也好，啊，乃在于是不是能够善用。神啊、所赐的才能以及时间而奋勇向上。
Whether you are rich or poor, successful or failure, it is up to us to use the time that God has given us.
哦，有个故事说啊，哦，说在这个十九世纪，哦，西班牙一个很出名的小提琴家啊，叫做塞拉啊，叫做这个萨拉塞特，哦啊，当他。啊，成名之后啊，哦，人家都叫他是天才呀、啊。
小提琴家
哦。
In the 19th century, there was a famous violinist, and people considered him a genius.
哦，那当这个啊，萨拉塞特啊，他听到人家对他的称赞哦，称他是天才的时候啊，他却显得很无奈。
And when this violinist heard these praises, he appeared to be resigned.
哦，他说啊，这个话要怎么说起呢
？He said, "How should I begin?"
哦，说我是天才。
He called me a genius.
哦，我每天呐、啊、练琴十个钟头啊。
But I practice 10 hours a day.
我苦练了13年呢。
And for 13 years straight.
他们却说我是天才、啊。
But、then they call me a genius.
哦，也许啊，这位小提琴家啊、他的。哦，这个天赋啊，哦，确实是高人一等。
It may be true that he is born with the talent to play violin.
但是如果不加上他后天废寝忘食、拼命的练习跟努力
，But if he had not put in the effort and all that time to practice,
哦，是不可能成名的。
He would not have been famous.
哦，最伟大的发明家爱迪生
，And the great inventor Edison.
也曾经啊给这个天才下了一个定义。
Also, made this conclusion regarding genius.
什么是天才
？So what is a genius?
天才是1%的天赋加上99%的努力。
It is 1% nature and 99% hard work.
这个就是天才了。
That's how what he defined to be a genius.
所以同样的。今天呢，我们如果想要让我们的教会有更多的慕道朋友
，So if we want to have more truth seekers in our church，
是啊，我们必须要祷告。
It's true, we must pray。
但是不是说啊，我们躲到这个祷告山，躲起来祷告
？But just because it doesn't mean that we should all go up to a mountain and pray。
那下山之后啊，教会啊，座无虚席啊，满满的都是人。
I expect that when we come down from the mountain, suddenly the church will miraculously be filled with truth seekers.
我们应该是一面祷告，然后一面实际的去传福音，去邀请慕道朋友。
While we should be praying, at the same time, we need to put in the effort to preach the gospel.
努力的去做见证。
To put in the effort to testify for God.
我们基督徒啊，绝对不能成为啊，把这个祷告或者交托啊，作为我们懒惰的借口的基督徒。
And Christians should not let prayer or relying on God be an excuse not to work.
要在我们的事业上、学业上要殷勤努力。
And we work hard whether in our business or in school.
这个也就是我们俗话所说的要尽人事。才能说听天命的道理。
We have to put in our effort before we can claim that we rely on God.
所以我们应当要效法蚂蚁。
So that's how we follow the ant's example.
在我们的工作上做一个殷勤肯努力的人。
In our work, let us be diligent and be willing to labor.
不要让这个一般人误解说基督徒都是一群这种没有企图心不积极。懒散的人
，because Christians are not supposed to be unmotivated。
这个是他们错看了我们也许我们给他们错误的看法。
Many people may have a misconception about Christians, and maybe perhaps we give them that misconception。
再来，我们也要在信仰上要做一个殷勤肯努力的人。
And in our faith, let us also be someone who is diligent and willing to work.
希伯来书六章第一节要我们离开信仰的开端，要进到完全的地步。
Hebrews chapter 6 verses 1 encourage us to depart from the beginning of our faith to gain in our wisdom.
有时候我们可以想一想，我们信主到底几年了？
How many years have you believed in the Lord?
我对这个得救的真道我明白多少。
Do you know how much of the gospel of salvation do you know?
我圣经是不是已经有通读过了。
Have you read through the Bible entirely?
还是说这个圣经还是原封不动。
Or is the Bible kept safe somewhere?
我们可以想一想，如果今天我们的朋友、亲戚或者邻居问我们说你是基督徒我想要信耶稣你能不能告诉我要怎么信
？If someone asks you, I want to believe in Jesus. What should I do?
为什么这个耶稣信了他才能得救
？Why do you need to believe in Jesus to be saved?
为什么要这个你们的教会在星期六做礼拜，不是在星期天。
Why does your church worship on Saturdays and not on Sundays?
那你能不能告诉我什么是圣灵
？What is the Holy Spirit?
那为什么这个得圣灵一定是这个说这个讲方言讲这个灵言
？Why do you need to speak in tongues when you receive the Holy Spirit?
那洗礼为什么一定要到西海
？Why do you need to go to the stream or the ocean to be baptized?
那为什么要奉耶稣的名
？Why do you need to do it in the name of Jesus Christ？
为什么要全身入水呢
？Why do you need to be fully immersed？
为什么要面向下呢
？Why do you need to face downwards？
我们能不能翻圣经来告诉这些朋友们
？Will we be able to turn to the Bible and give them a good answer？
所以我们想想看
Or think about it.
我们信主已经多久了？
How long have we believed in Jesus?
那这些都是信仰开端的道理，都是对慕道朋友要洗礼的时候说的。
All these questions are things at the beginning of wisdom, things that anyone who wants to be baptized needs to know.
那我们是不是能够翻开圣经来向人传讲呢？
And are we able to turn to the Bible to preach these things to others?
这个也是我们应当努力的。
That's something that we can labor for.
在圣经的知识上不断地来充实跟追求。
Let's fill ourselves with biblical knowledge.
然后我们也应当殷勤很努力地来持守我们的信仰。
We also need to labor to stand firm in our faith.
小心不要迷失了信仰的方向。
To be wary and not lose lose direction in our faith.
你看这个蚂蚁它都认得自己的家。
Even an ant knows where its home is.
它怎么样回自己的家？
How does an ant go back to its anthill?
有人说这个蚂蚁有两个触角，像天线一样能够打电波啊。
Does it use this antenna to find out?
那有人说这个蚂蚁它走的时候会分泌一种乙酸它们能够借着这个分泌的乙酸认得路了。
Does it secrete some chemicals on the way so that it could follow the trail back?
那有人又说这个蚂蚁它会分辨这个光线的角度啊。
Or does it tell by light and shadow?
那无论是到底哪一种总而言之蚂蚁是不会迷失方向的。
Whatever the correct answer,the truth is the ant knows its way home.
它也不会忘了回家的。
An ant will never forget that it needs to go home.
那同样的，我们也应当，在这个我们的信仰上，我们也要不致迷失方向，不要忘了回家。
And so in our faith, and just like an ant, let us not lose direction and not forget that we should come home.
不会因为在世上过度的追求。
And not to pursue too many things in the world.
以至于迷失了信仰的方向。
And lose our faith and lose our way home.
忘记了还有个好的无比的天家。
Or forget that we have a better home in heaven.
等着我们回去
There is a home waiting for us to go back to.
这个也是我们可以借着观察蚂蚁来学习的。
This is something we can learn from the ants.
我们观察的蚂蚁。我们立志要使自己做一个更殷勤而且肯努力的人。
When we take a look at the ants, let us strive to be a diligent person.
在我们的工作上，在我们的信仰上。
In our jobs and in our faith.
让我们都能够成为一个更殷勤肯努力的人。
Let us be someone who is diligent.
第二个，我们借着效法蚂蚁。
The second thing we can learn from an ant.
我们来做一个殷勤而且有远见的人。
To be diligent and to be farsighted.
刚刚我们说到我们借着观察蚂蚁虽然它们是一种很小很卑微的这个生物。
Even though ants are tiny creatures.
但是它们知道要为着将来冬天来到来预备食物。
But they work to prepare for the winter that will come.
所以我们也要从两方面来效法蚂蚁，做一个殷勤而且有远见的人。
So there are two ways we can learn from the ants to be farsighted.
首先呢，就是在我们工作上，做一个殷勤有远见。
And this first applies to our work.
有个故事说到说有一只山猪靠着这个树在那边磨它的这个那个山猪牙。
And once upon a time, there was a boar who is grinding his teeth on the tree bark.
机关机关机关
It's making a loud noise.
那个狐狸从旁边看到就问山猪
So the fox saw this and asked the boar.
山猪大哥你在干什么
Mr. Boar, what are you doing?
我在磨我的猪牙。
And the boar replied, I am sharpening my teeth.
这个狐狸就说又没有这个猎人在这边你干嘛要磨猪牙
But the fox said, I see no hunter, so why bother?
哦，这个山猪就说啊，哦，我就是趁好还没有遇到猎人的时候啊，赶快把我的猪牙磨利一点啊。
But the boar said, it's because the hunter isn't here yet that I need to sharpen my teeth.
哦，等到遇到危险的时候啊，哦，我才能够啊，哦，逃脱啊。
Then when the hunter comes, I can protect myself.
哦，这个是一个啊寓言故事啊。
And that's a fable.
告诉我们、啊、应当要为着将来、哦啊、来做准备。
And the moral of the story teaches us to plan for the future.、
哦、这个很多时候、啊、我们、啊、会有一种感受、哦、就是书到用时方恨少。就是啊我们、哦啊、这个遇到我们不知道的事情 才会后悔说啊我当时为什么、啊、不多学一点呢。
There may be times when we,regret not taking the time to have learned more when we and find out we need the knowledge.
哦，尤其啊，在现在哦，这个哦变化非常快的哦，这个资讯变化很快的社会里头。
Especially in today's society, when there's new things every day.
哦，很多啊啊，这个专业知识啊，不断的在变化哦。
There's so many things to learn.
好、哦，那如果我们呢 没有不断的充实。
And if we don't take the time and the effort,
啊，说不定哦，下一梯的这个裁员呢、啊，就裁到我们了。
Perhaps and the next layoff will be the person to go.
哎，啊，所以哈、哦，我们啊也必须要哈、哦，在我们的工作上啊，做一个殷勤、不断的哦上进、哦吸收新知的一个有远见的人。
So in our jobs, let us be willing and diligent to take the time to enrich ourselves and to learn the things we need to know.
哦，好，这样啊，才不会等到机会来临的时候啊，啊，我们看着机会走掉了。
Otherwise, you may lose the opportunity that are given to you.
哦，因为我们平常没有积蓄足够的学识跟能力来把握。
We must store up the knowledge and the skills we need for the future.
哦，后悔莫及了。
Otherwise, it'll be too late when we find out we lack these things.
哦，所以一个基督徒啊，我们平时哦不要偷懒。
So a Christian must not be lazy.
哦，我们要充实我们自己的专业，哦，以及我们自己的技能。
We must build up our professional knowledge and skills.
哦，培养我们啊的兴趣。
To learn what interests you.
哦，怎么样在神啊、的引导跟人的责任当中找到一个 balance.
And we will find a balance in God's guidance and how we in our labors.
好、哦，学会有尽人事的担当，好、哦，也有听天命的信心。
So that we learn to put in our best effort and to rely on God completely.
哦，借着倚靠神，啊、哦、啊，一方面呢、啊，我们也有远见、有计划、有规划。哦、在我们自己的工作跟学习上面。
And while we put our trust in God, we have to plan for the future and be far-sighted and plan for our jobs and our school.、
哦、所以信心、哦啊、不是说、啊、就可以懒散、哦、可以怠惰什么都不做。
Having faith doesn't mean that we can be lazy and do nothing.、
哦、那、不断的充实准备、哦、这个也不是没有信心的表现。
And to take the time to enrich ourselves doesn't mean that we have no faith to God.、
哦、所以我们不要搞混、哦、
We must not confuse one for the other.、
哦、再来、哦、我们除了在工作上要做一个有远见、哦、殷勤的人，我们在信仰上也要做一个殷勤有远见的人。
Not only should we plan for the future in our jobs, we also need to plan and be far-sighted in our faith.、
哦啊，路加福音的十六章那边谈到，哦，主耶稣讲了一个不义管家的比喻、啊。
Luke chapter 16, Jesus tells us a parable of the unfaithful manager.
哦，这个管家哦，啊，因为有人告发他哦，浪费主人的钱财啊，所以主人要把他辞退了。
And someone complained to the master that this manager had wasted a lot of the master's wealth.
哦，那这个管家哦，他。衡量之后啊，哦，我如果没有做管家啊，如果我要去种地啊，我又没力气啊，如果去讨饭啊，我又觉得很丢脸。
So the master was going to fire him, and this manager thought to himself, "I have no strength to farm, and I'm ashamed to beg."
哦，那我要怎么办
？Then what do I do?
哦，他就想，哎，对哦，我现在啊，仍然还是个管家，虽然哦，不多久之后啊，就不是了。
But he realized, I am, even though the master has let me go, I am still the manager for a little while.
哦，他就把欠他主人债务的人就找了来了。
So he called everyone who had owed his master money.
哦，这个私下哦啊，免掉哦这些人债务的部分。
He secretly cut the amount of their debts.
哦，让这些人哦啊，在感激他之余啊，哦啊，等到他没有工作之后啊。会帮助他，甚至接他到家里去住。
And he did this hoping that these debtors will be grateful to him and be able to help him and maybe receive him when he loses his job.
哦，那主耶稣在这个比喻说，说主人知道这个事情啊，反而称赞这个管家做事精明。
And in the end of the story, Jesus actually said that when the master discovered what the manager did, he praised him.
哦，并不是说哦，他这个做这种不好的事情啊，得到称赞，哦，而是他聪明懂得为自己做预备而得到称赞。
He was praised not because he did these evil things, but he was praised for the fact that he knew how to prepare for his future.
主耶稣要借着这个比喻告诉我们。
In that parable, Jesus was teaching us.
我们也应当要学这个管家他的聪明，懂得做预备。
We must learn from the wisdom of his manager and how to prepare for the future.
哦啊，当我们在今生哦啊的日子结束的时候
，and when our days in the on earth comes to an end.
哦，当啊神把托付给我们的时间、生命哦才能。哦，甚至金钱呐、啊，啊，收回去的时候。
And at the time when God will take back the time and the money and life that He has given us.
哦，我们呢、啊，啊，能够借着我们在今生，哦，神仍然啊，让我们啊，做他管家，哦，托管啊，这个管理啊，他赐给我们一切的时候，为将来的永生做预备。
Well, we will have prepared for that moment with the things that.We still have today.
好，做一个聪明的管家。
Are we a wise manager for the things that God gives us to prepare for the future?
做一个殷勤有远见的人。
Let us be diligent and be far-sighted.
哦，那这样我们就能够坦然来见主。
Then in the final moment, we can see God face to face.
哦，所以这个也是我们借着观察蚂蚁的殷勤。我们所得着的一个智慧。
This is another wisdom we can gain from observing the ants.
哦，懂得为将来做准备。
We can learn from the ants to prepare for the future.
哦，为永生来做准备。
To prepare for eternal life.
哦，成为一个哦，在工作上、在信仰上殷勤有远见的人。
And to be diligent and far-sighted in our jobs and in our faith.
好、哦，那最后啊、我们呢？借着观察蚂蚁的生活状态，我们发现呢、啊，蚂蚁啊是一个能够合群的动物。
Finally, when we observe the ants, we discover that they cooperate.
哦，无论是出是入哦，它们来往作息啊，哦，它们行动都是一致的。
And、no matter where they go, they go together in unison.
还、哦啊、有一定的路线。
They follow a path.
哦，不但是这样哦，蚂蚁啊，哦，还具备这个不自私的习性。
And ants are not selfish.
哦，每逢发现到食物啊，哦，一定会大家分享。
And wherever they discover food, they will share it with the entire group.
哦，会互通信息。
They will pass the message to everyone.
把这个发现的食物啊，搬回他们的巢穴。
So that everyone can.Carry some of the food back to their nest.
哦，没有自私哦。
They're not selfish.
哎，哦，这个也是我们从蚂蚁哦，哎，所学习到的。
This is a lesson we learn from the ants.
那同样，我们也啊，从两方面来做学习啊。
So again, in two ways, we can learn from the ants.
哦，第一个啊，就是我们要在工作上啊，做一个殷勤合群的人。
In our jobs, let us be diligent and be cooperative.
哦，我们知道啊、在这个现今的哦社会里头啊，哦，不像过去以往哦，这个农业也好哦，啊，这个以前的社会。
And today's society is quite different from the past.
哦，以前说要嫁女儿哦，那可能那个嫁妆一牛车啊，都是一个木匠啊所做出来的家具。
Before, when you are marrying your daughter, perhaps everything that you give her is made by one person.
椅子的, 桌子的, 柜子的, 床的,
All the furniture is made by the same carpenter.
都是出自于同一个木匠,
it comes from one person.
现在就不会有这样的事情了,
but that's impossible today.
现在啊,这个,像这个 IKEA, 那工厂非常的大。
And if you go to IKEA, you find that it is very big.
也许里头那个负责锁螺丝的工人呢，他根本不晓得，他这个产品是从哪里来的。
And in the factories, perhaps the each laborer doesn't even know where the materials came from.
这个木材到底是从加拿大，还是从南洋，还是从巴西？
The lumber come from Canada or Brazil or elsewhere?
他不知道。
They don't know.
他也不知道为什么要设计成这样的形状。
And the laborer does not know why they have to make things a certain shape.
要漆上这个颜色。
Why does it need to be painted this color?
他也不需要知道。
They don't need to know.
他同时也不要管说这个家具。 将来要卖到哪里去?
And they don't care, and they don't know where this furniture will be sold.
怎么包装啦, 怎么行销啦,
how it will be packaged or marketed.
这个也不关他的事。
Because it has nothing to do with them.
当然啦, 如果客人不满意, 要投诉, 要退货, 更不关他的事。
And if the customer is unhappy with the product, that has nothing to do with the labor either.
那自然由这个客户服务部门来负责。
Because someone else in customer service will take care of the problem.
所以现在这个社会已经是精密分工的社会。
So today's society, every person is specialized.
没有一个人能够包。
Not one person can do everything.
所以每一个行业、每一个工作都必须要跟其他单位、其他工人来配合，才能够做得好。
So in every career, we must work with other people to do a good job.
同样的，个人也必须要从整体的这个团队的成功来得到成就感。
And every individual would be successful if the entire group is successful.
没有办法从他每天自己所做的工作有什么成就。
It is difficult for a person to be completely successful from just what they do individually.
我就是锁螺丝啊，一直锁，哪有什么成就感。
If the factory worker would not gain much satisfaction from simply screwing something in place.
但是他如果看到公司业绩成长，整个行销。 还有公司的形象完美，他就觉得，我是IKEA的。But
if he sees that the company's product are selling well, and maybe they will gain a sense of pride for who they work for.
所以同样的，我们在工作上，我们必须要能够跟人家合群，跟人家同工。So
in our jobs, let us be willing to work with others.
那什么事情会影响到我们跟人家的合群同工？
And what can make it difficult to cooperate?
那马太福音的7章的12节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 12 says,
主耶稣教导我们说，如果你愿意人怎么对待你们，你们就要怎么样去对待人。
And do unto others as you would them do unto you.
己之所欲要施于人，己所不欲勿施于人。 自己想要的，你也要坐在人家身上。
You treat others as how you want to be treated yourself.
你不想人家怎么对待你，你也不要怎么去对待人。
And if you are not willing to be treated a certain way, then do not treat others that way.
那这样我们就能够做一个合群的人。Then
we can be someone who works well in a group.
这个是在工作上。This
is a lesson in our jobs.
那同样，我们在信仰上也要殷勤做一个能合群的人。The
same principle of cooperation applies in our faith.
在哥林多前书的12章，First
Corinthians chapter 12 says,
保罗用这个身体跟这个肢体之间 来讲这个恩赐的不同。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul uses the body as an analogy and talks about how the different parts of the body work together.
在教会里头有许多的弟兄姐妹，就如同我们身体上有不同的肢体。
And then all the brothers and sisters in the church are like different parts of the same body.
恩赐不同，就如同它的功用不同一样。
And everyone has different gifts, as the parts of the body have different uses.
有不同的负担。
And it has different responsibilities.
但是却要互相联络。做肢体啊。
And all parts must be joined together.
必须要以基督的心为心啊。
And to have the heart of Christ as their heart.
彼此互相的尊重。
And to respect each other.
彼此合作。
And to work with each other.
才能够荣耀神，才能够建立基督的教会。
Only then can this body glorify God and to build up the church of Jesus Christ.
不可以做一个不可或缺，却也不能取代的人啊。
And no one person, no one part can claim to be irreplaceable.
对的，你很重要。但是你也没有办法来交棒来传承给别人。
Right. While each person is important, each person is not so important that they cannot pass on their duties to someone else.
那这个侍奉的工作就到你这边就断掉了。
Because service in the church cannot end with you or any other person.
所以我们要做一个很重要但是也随时可以传承的人。
You must be a person who is an important worker, but also be willing to release our responsibilities.
这个也是我们借着观察蚂蚁的生活状态我们所得到的智慧。
And this is the wisdom we gain from observing the ant.
在工作上，在信仰上，做一个殷勤并且可以合群的人。
In our jobs and in our faith, let us be diligent and be willing to work with each other.
我们在这个 Labor Day 的长假期呀。
So in this Labor Day weekend,
我们用圣经里头借着效法蚂蚁，殷勤不可懒惰。来做相互的提醒跟勉励。
So let us learn from these lessons from the Bible and from the ant, and to learn to be diligent and not be lazy.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
288首。
Hymn 288. Please be seated.
我们要一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.
祷告的时候，我们特别为一些身体欠安的弟兄姐妹来代祷。
Let us pray for those who are ill.
那我们也知道。我们的灵恩布道会快来了。
And also for the upcoming spiritual convocation and evangelical service.
我们也刚结束在几个家庭聚会区的这个福音茶会。
We had just held a few the gospel tea fellowship family services.
我们为这些来参加的这些朋友们来代祷我们求神继续感动他们来参加我们的。
And please pray for the friends that have attended these fellowships so that they can continue to come to church and attend the evangelical service.
那我们就一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray in one accord.